As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, 7-11-2011. Wow. July the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeAVocalLocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. And you may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And a bunch of email I got this weekend. BVLhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Went up to the post box over the weekend. Got a book in the mail. I always love to receive new books. Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway, it's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. There's something you want to bring to my attention in hard copy, just pop it into the mail. Snail mail still works in Missouri. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, of course. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals rises, euro woes deepen, crude drops, USDX up. We'll talk about that in the market report. J.P. Morgan spreads mortgage-backed securities to Spain. Talk about that as well. Carbon Cooks books in the AU. We'll talk about that. Did you catch it? Carbon Cooks the books. Yeah. Anyway. Where are we going to get our carbon cookbooks? Anyway, Bond Primer, The New World Order of Henry St. Simon, Techno-Totalitarianism. It's all on deck for today. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $9.20. Yeah, baby. Closing in on those record highs again. $1,553.40 at troy ounce. Silver up 6 cents at $36.77 an ounce. In the spot market, platinum off $7 at $1,728, and palladium off $8 at $768. But your highs and lows in the gold spot market this morning, wow, nice spread shaping up $15 in here. $1,542.20 for a low, $1,557.80 for a high, and at $1,553.40, your gold is up $341.90 an ounce year to year for a 28.22% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixers, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price for gold spot this morning at $1,543.50, and we're $10 above that as of an hour ago. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend paired off 0.41 metric tons this morning. They claim to be holding 1,205.41 metric tons valued at $59.7 billion on State Street. Be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to July Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning again after trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, gold was up $9.20 at $1,553.40 an ounce. Gotta like that. Silver up 6 cents at $36.77. Platinum off 7 at $17.28. And palladium off 8 at $768 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares had a little bit of a move over the weekend. Nothing much to write home about. Nevertheless, off 0.41 metric tons, they claim this morning to be holding 1,205.41 metric tons. Again, valued at these spot prices at $59.7 billion. Big hands, deep pockets, watch the GLD. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 62 at 12,657. The NASDAQ closed down 13 at 2860. And the S&P 500, not to be outdone, closed off 9 at 1344. Crude oil this morning, likewise, off $1.64. That's good news for those drivers out there. At $94.56 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are. And that Cushing Hub, West Texas Intermediate Crude. In Oklahoma, the U.S. dollar index this morning, it's your trade-weighted basket of currencies. The ICE.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Find out all about the USDX and their trade-weighted basket of currencies. Up 89 basis points this morning. Strong move for the USDX at 75.97. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we have nothing but red ink here this morning. The Canadian loonie off 74 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03, the Mexican peso off 80 basis points, yet still with its head above the 9-cent mark at 9 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. Your multiplier there is 11.7174 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning off of 153 basis points, that's right, 1.53% at $1.41. The British pound off 70 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60 U.S. The Swiss franc going the other way, bumps up another 11 basis points, and again tops out at $1.20 in the foreign exchange market against the U.S. buck. The bond market this morning, we're going to talk about bonds a little bit. The two-year, the yield on the two-year, this is the U.S. Treasury bond and indebtedness, the yield on the two-year is at 0.37%, your 10-year benchmark yield is at 2.96%, and your 30-years are at 4.24%. In the mortgage market, the fixed-rate mortgage national average, 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, moves up from 3.64, continuing this recent upward trend in mortgage rates, moves up from 3.64% a month ago to 3.69 this morning. The 30-year, likewise, moving up from 4.46% to 4.55%, squeaking off a little bit of the buyer's market in real estate at a time we don't need that motion. The prime rate this morning, chiseled in stone, at 3.25%. The gold to silver ratio is going to take you 42.24 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday calendar off the Econoday website, you can also find it linked up on Bloomberg, the Econoday week forecast doesn't look too unusual. Things are about happening the way they usually do. There'll be a 4-week bill announcement today. Nothing really else happening. 3-month bill auction, 6-month treasury bill auction, that's coming up today. Tomorrow, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index will be out. We'll give that to you early. The Goldman store sales will be out. International Trade, Red Book, all that will be in the news tomorrow. Wednesday, the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will be out. Import-export, Eric Rosenberg is going to speak also early. And Bernanke speaks at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. Thursday, of course, we'll have the Producer Price Index. That's also known as the PPI. Your retail sales, jobless claims, that'll all be out. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. And we'll go out with the Consumer Price Index, the Empire State Survey, and industrial production and consumer sentiment all on Friday. So it's a big week in the marketplace today. Lots more coming up in all of that. But there's nothing really to report, so let's just go ahead and jump right forward here. I want to pick up this story right here. All right, this is a View piece. This is written by the editors off the Bloomberg website. All right, it's like an editorial. All right, it says, View, 18-wheeled victory for Mexico and America. All right, now everybody's heard about this already. A little bit of new news here, July the 10th, 2011, as of 11 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Last week's resolution of a long simmering dispute between the U.S. and Mexico over long-haul cross-border trucking represents a milestone in the economic integration of North America. Okay, this is a North American Free Trade Area and NAFTA agreement. Of course, you can go over to visit with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. You can fill your mind with this information and get all of the backstory over there with Vicki at channelingreality.com. But continuing with this editorial, it says, by itself, the trucking deal, a 3-year-old pilot program, is a modest gain for free trade. Now, notice that's not free trade. That's managed trade. But they call it free trade. It brings the North American Free Trade Agreement. This is a North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. This is the one that has the exterior border all the way around Mexico, the United States, and Canada, all in one big basket. It brings the North American Free Trade Agreement to a satisfying to whom, if tardy, better late than never, I guess, for the globalists, conclusion at a time when ratification of other trade deals with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea is still delayed in Congress. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. The tyranny continues. Although NAFTA came into effect 17 years ago, the trucking deal was bogged down 17 years ago, standing on the job site with my white hard hat with not this NAFTA stickers all over it. Well, I guess the stickers didn't work. The trucking deal was bogged down by concerns over border security and by opposition from the Teamsters Union and independent truckers who fear their jobs will be jeopardized by low-wage Mexican competition. Neither point is irrational, The cross-border drug trade is thriving, and Mexican long-haul truckers commonly earn about half the wages of their U.S. counterparts. Perhaps, in deference to such fears, the usurper's administration announced the agreement with little fanfare. Yeah, that's right. They kept it under the rug, didn't they? The tentativeness was unwarranted. In the long run, the trucking agreement will help to knit together the countries of North America. Boy, what a sales piece this is. Expect something like this to have been written by Ivy Ledbetter Lee. It will reduce the friction in the movement of goods. Don't believe that. Increasing trade and economic activity. How about that giant sucking sound Ross Perot warned us about? Since Mexico joined the U.S. and Canada in NAFTA 1994 merchandise trade, among the three partners, don't forget the, what is it, Maguiladora, has more than tripled to almost $1 trillion annually. U.S. potato farmers, morning, Becky, Idaho Spuds, along with the producers of pork, that would be Smithfield, cheese, are you kidding me? We don't produce cheese anymore. We arrest people that have fresh milk and make their own cheese. Cheese and other goods are now looking forward to reduced Mexican tariffs. Reduce tariffs? I mean, Mexico still has tariffs? What the hell's wrong with us? Can't we even copy the wetbacks? I think we should. With the resolution of the trucking deal, higher wages and wider prosperity in Mexico, wider prosperity, are very much in the U.S. national interest. How? Canada has only one-third the population of Mexico, yet because of its relative affluence, it's the top trading partner with the U.S. No? That's your North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, now in 18 gears. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so this piece off of Bloomberg continues, and it says the easiest way to ease the thorny issues like illegal immigration from Mexico and even to some degree drug violence is for Mexico to grow its way out of them. We're waiting for Mexico to grow up. Well, the end of the trucking dispute will help, they say. If you can believe it, transporting goods across the Mexican border is a complicated business involving customs, brokers, warehouses, and lengthy inspections for drugs and illegal immigrants. Wait till they get the NAFTA corridor completed. Well, it'll come across at 300 miles an hour. Anyway, American trucking companies have already begun partnering with Mexican companies, and that's the truth. Got a trucker up here in the Neosho area, in Neosho, Missouri, and they're flying three flags on huge flagpoles out front, all at the same elevation, by the way. The United States flag, the Mexican flag, and the Canadian flag, all at the same heights. Let you know where their loyalties lie. As this system evolves, it also may yield surprises. You better believe that. But there's going to be a lot more. NAFTA has not been a painless process, but it has laid the foundation for improved living standards. That's that specious standard of living among its members. The trade deals with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea will do the same and deserve congressional ratification now that the trucks are hitting the road. Well, that's not all the trucks are hitting. Over the weekend, heard a rather sad story. Trucker charged with the murder in Kentucky after crashing into an Amish buggy and killing a toddler. Yeah, that's true. Published July the 9th, Associated Press. Tractor trailer driver was charged with murder after his truck crashed into a horse-drawn buggy in southern Kentucky, killing an Amish toddler, injuring three members of her family, authorities said Saturday. Christian County Sheriff Sergeant Ed Campbell told the Associated Press that 52-year-old Mark Bohms of Robinson, Illinois, is also charged with operating a vehicle under the influence, three counts of assault and criminal mischief. No bond has been set, and it was unclear if Bohms had an attorney. Bohms reached down and grabbed a cigarette as he was crossing the hill Friday night just inside the Hopkinsville city limits, according to the police report. When he looked up, he was behind the buggy and attempted to shift lanes, but he hit the buggy, flattening it and knocking the wheels off. Three-year-old Barbara Smoker was killed. Abram Smoker, 58, Susie Smoker, 57, and Katie Smoker, 15, were injured. Their exact relationships are still unclear. The victims were taken to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, where authorities said Abram and Susie were in stable condition. The girl was listed as critical. Police said one of the two horses pulling the buggy was killed in the accident. Sergeant Michael Feltz of the Hopkinsville Police Department said the other horse apparently broke away and was discovered in a nearby field when the authorities arrived. Feltz said the place where the accident occurred is between two Amish communities and considered a cut-through. He hasn't seen such a disaster involving the Amish community in his 10 years of service. There are almost 8,000 Amish people living in Kentucky, according to a 2010 estimate from Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. We've had accidents in the past in that area as far as where cars have clipped the horse and the buggy, but never like this. Anyway, it continues. But when I heard this story, I thought, what do you mean? Charge this guy with murder? 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 I mean, what's happening in this world anyway? Does this cop understand the way things are supposed to work, or are we just inventing it as we go along? What about manslaughter? What about murder? Murder, right again, right out of the Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, the unlawful killing of a human being by another with malice aforethought, either expressed or implied. Malice aforethought. How do you get malice aforethought of driving an automobile, driving a semi-truck? Malice. What do you think? He's sitting in the last truck stop, you know, writing notes to himself on a napkin that was found later that he was looking for an Amish buggy to run over? Malice aforethought? I don't think so. Anyway, let's go into this a little bit deeper and think about manslaughter. Manslaughter is the unlawful killing of another without malice, either expressed or implied, which may be either voluntary upon a sudden heat or involuntary, but in the commission of some unlawful act. So if it was ruled or found that he was DWI or DUI, driving under the influence, or if he was violating some kind of a company rule about smoking in a truck, if he didn't own it himself, he wasn't an independent hauler, and he was reaching for a cigarette, maybe he should have kept that knowledge to himself anyway, but he wasn't paying attention maybe, and oingo boingo, smashes in and kills, smashes in the back of the buggy and kills some people. Bad news, injures others, kills one, injures others, kills a horse, not good, all right? But again, involuntary manslaughter, we've all heard about that, in past. Involuntary manslaughter, it exists where a person in committing an unlawful act, not felonious, or tending to great bodily harm, such as reaching for a cigarette, or in committing a lawful act without proper caution or requisite skill, unguardedly or undesignedly kills another. Okay, so manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter might be perhaps, considered here, but murder? I don't see whether murder comes into this yet at all. How about in homicides? Homicides. Homicidium and all of that. Let's look at some of the homicides that are out there. You've got various different kinds, but here's the definition again. Black's Fourth, the killing of any human creature, the killing of one human being by the act, procurement, or omission of another, omission here perhaps, or an act. All right, that's a homicide. And then they've got a bunch of varieties. Felonious homicide, homicide by misadventure, excusable homicide, culpable homicide, homicide per infortunium, homicide se defendendo, etc., justifiable homicide. And then they have, last of all, negligent homicide. In Texas, it's the act of causing the death of another by negligence or carelessness in the performance of a lawful act. So maybe at the most extreme, we could talk about manslaughter or a negligent homicide. But murder? Something's just not washing with this particular article. Sorry to see the tragedy for the Amish community, but this driver, I think, is getting the bum's rush he didn't have on an attorney. And apparently wasn't getting many help at all from the police department. Asia doubles solar silicone factories pursuing a gain in slump. New news. Bloomberg, Asia's largest makers of silicone for solar panels. Here we go into the technocracy again. I like to say techno-totalitarianism. Asia's largest manufacturer or makers of silicone for solar panels are almost doubling their factory size this year just as surplus production sends prices tumbling. So I guess it really depends on how deep your pockets are. As the industry collapses beneath them, they're doubling their production. Why? Well, they said the increase in capacity to a combined 88,000 metric tons a year from 48,000 tons is going to help them to position themselves as we go forward. Global demand for the material known as polysilicone is growing at less than a third of that rate. And spot prices fell 32% in the second quarter. So they're doing everything they can. This is one of those sustainable development deals, where we have to shore up, prop up, or sustain demand for products that wouldn't hold their demand on their own. Sustainable development, supporting and sustaining these environmental and developmental concerns. Asians are deploying equipment to refine silicone crystals more quickly. Wow. Than Western competitors. They anticipate gaining share from the world's largest supplier, Hemlock Semiconductor, so on and so forth. They want to grow ahead of the competitors to win in the long term. All right? So they're building infrastructure, looking at the long term. If they have enough liquidity, they should perform well in coping with a price slump, he said, but it's the key there. It's a key word there, if they have enough liquidity. You can build into a slump, perhaps. Increase your infrastructure, your capital holdings, but if you don't get some kind of sales, you could wind up losing the whole house at the same time. The situation mirrors the Asian investment boom and price slashing of the last few years among their customers, which makes solar cells and panels. Well, there's more to that. Let's jump over here and take a look at this one. Well, there's the break. We'll have to be right back. Stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back up onto the Bloomberg website for a little bit more insane news. James Patton writing this one. Gillard sets a 23 billion Australian carbon tax to reduce Australia's fossil fuel dependence. Australian 23 is what he writes, not very descriptive. To reduce Australia's fossil fuel dependence, here's the article. Prime Minister Julia Gillard unveiled Australia's first tax on greenhouse gas emissions from July 2012 to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and encourage renewable energy in the world's biggest coal exporting country. All right, the first tax on greenhouse gas emissions from July of 2012 to do what? Reduce dependence on fossil fuels and encourage renewable energy in the world's biggest coal exporting country. All right, what is it all about? Well, it's all about subsidizing the technocracy. All right, that's what they're doing here, subsidizing it. It can't stand on its own two feet, will not stand on its own two feet, doesn't produce, doesn't carry its own baggage. But we're going to subsidize it, all right, to go green. That's right. Australia expects to raise some 27.8 billion Australian, or 30 billion U.S., in 3 years by making polluters pay an additional charge of $24.74 a ton of carbon dioxide. How the hell do you measure that? We carry around our gas bags with us or something? Anyway, then lifting the price by 2.5% a year, plus inflation, Gillard said. Today in Canberra, July the 10th, yesterday's news. The tax will switch to a cap-and-trade system in 2015, while the plan provides about 47 billion Australian through 2020 to help households and industries spur renewable energy. They can't get you to buy the little light bulbs. They can't get you to re-insulate your house. They can't get you onto the smart grid or off the smart grid. They can't get you out into the stores to replace all of your appliances with four-star energy appliances unless they subsidize it. And that's what they're going to do, all right? And so they're going to rob from Peter to pay Paul. And in this case, we're going to be paying the environmental and developmental concerns plus all of the bugs and bunny groups out there that are waiting with their NGO certification cards from the United Nations to receive money. Gillard, Australia's least popular prime minister for 13 years. Now look at this woman. Why, tell you what, she'd fit right into a Harry Potter novel. Gillard, Australia's least popular prime minister for 13 years, wants to cut emissions in the developed world's biggest per capita polluter to at least 5% below 2000 levels by 2020. She already has support from the Greens Party, Greens Party, and three independent lawmakers needed to pass the program after plans to price carbon and tax profits of miners cost her predecessor, Kevin Rudd, his job. This is an ambitious transition plan for the Australian economy. It's not just about greenhouse gas emissions, said Martin Wilder, the head of the climate change practice at law firm Baker & McKenzie. Australia has been working on this policy since the late 1990s. It's about time, he says, about 1992. Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit, Agenda 21. The country, which relies on coal to generate about 80% of its electricity, will require about 500 businesses to pay for their pollution under the plan. The government also will more than double aviation fuel excise taxes. Right? So if the TSA isn't driving you away from aviation, then the increased cost of your airfares is going to, you know that the aviation companies are not going to just absorb aviation fuel excise tax increases. No, no, they'll pass it along to you. Even if they're shipping cargo, your little FedEx packages are going to go up. The carbon program will increase the annual change in the consumer price index by 0.7 percentage points in its first year, the government estimates. So, up 1%, up another 1%, up another 1%, and pretty soon you're just broke. You know, after all those billions, they do add up. Well, let's go over here and take a look at this one. Northumbria. This is another along the same. Northumbrian gets $3.8 billion bid from CKI. What's this? Technocracy. Positivism. Hong Kong's billionaire, Edward Edward, wow, clever name, Hong Kong billionaire, watch it now, Li Ka-shing's Chong Kong Infrastructure Holdings Limited, made a £2.4 billion or a $3.8 billion U.S. takeover proposal, watch it, U.K., for the Northumbrian Water Group PLC. In its second foray in a year into the UK. All right? You hear that? Hong Kong billionaire taking over the Northumbrian Water Group PLC. Maybe it's going to happen to you in Idaho, or maybe Montana, or maybe Wichita, or someplace else like St. Louis. Chong Kong Infrastructure, known as CKI, table to revise 465 pence a share non-binding offer for the Durham, England-based company, according to a statement today. They're collateralizing their debt notes, friends. They've been picking up the debt of the world, and they're going around now buying blue gold. Water. Northumbrian Water jumped to an 8-year high in London trading. CKI has invested in electricity, gas, water, and road assets in New Zealand, Australia, China, the UK, and Canada, and has been looking for further acquisitions. Foreign direct investment, or in trade zones, coming to a town near you. Last year, it led a group that agreed to buy Electricité de France SA's UK power networks for £5.8 billion. Northumbrian's board agreed to open its books to the potential buyer for a limited period. the bid is at the top end. It's unlikely to be higher than that. If the bid was far too low, they wouldn't have opened the books. So watch out, Northumbria. You're about to get a new landlord. It's coming. Well, Goldman, erased from the blackboard buyout. Now, this one by Christina Alessi. What's it all about? Peculiar thing. Blackboard buyout? Yeah, right into your schools they go. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. was left out of financing the Blackboard Inc.'s BBBBB on the stock exchange. Leveraged buyout after the investment bank stiffened terms, another sign that private equity deals are becoming harder and more expensive to complete. Goldman Sachs increased the so-called flex on the portion of the financing it originally agreed to provide Blackboard, the education software maker, being acquired by Providence Equity Partners, Inc. All right? This is all mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions. The change would have given Goldman Sachs a bigger cushion if credit markets moved against the New York-based firm before the $1.64 billion deal closed. And it continues. Risk officers. Risk officer rises to a $10 million job after the derivatives meltdown. Derivatives meltdown. Underline that one. A risk officer. Want a new job? Got a better job title? Here you go. Jeff Green writing this one for Bloomberg. Bank of AmeriCorps Chief Risk Officer Bruce Thompson received $11.4 million in compensation in 2010, the most awarded to the executive at the bank, and this year he was promoted to the Chief Financial Officer. His stature isn't an anomaly. An $11.4 million annual compensation package. Wow. Citigroup, American International Group, that would be AIG, bailout government there. UBS AG are among other companies raising the profile of risk executives. The derivatives meltdown that sparked the 2008 Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. collapse and an 18-month recession catapulted the role from obscurity to contention for future chief executive officers. So they're moving their risk officers to the forefront. Quote, the person sitting in the chair, in the risk chair now, is reporting to the CEO, so the caliber has to be higher. Right? Very few people, perhaps, qualify for a job like this one. Right? Capacity building. If you don't have the capacity to sit in the risk chair, you can't get the $10 million compensation package. There's been a real increase in power over the last 2 years. That's evident in compensation, which can reach $10 million at large financial institutions, compared with $500,000 as recently as 2001, Kendall said. 5 years ago, a corporate risk officer typically reported no higher than the chief financial officer. And it continues, risk mindset, risk. You know, what color level would this one be? Yellow? Maybe red. It has to be embedded now from the top to the bottom of the company. The CEO has to have a risk mindset and really be able to live that foundational element of risk management. Wild, huh? Wild. Talk about risk. Here's a little bit more. J.P. Morgan plans a revival of moribund Spanish mortgage bond market. We're going to talk a little bit more about bonds in a moment. J.P. Morgan, a revival of a moribund Spanish mortgage bond market. What's that all about? We'll read the article from Esteban Duarte right after this. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And it's blowing through the news basket this morning. Looking at this article off of Bloomberg. Again, J.P. Morgan plans a revival. Oh, boy, I wonder if they're bringing the tent and the fat guy. Of moribund Spanish mortgage bond market. Esteban Duarte writing this one for Bloomberg, Noon Newsy News. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is aiming to sell Spanish residential mortgage-backed securities this year. Heads up. Kickstarting a market shut since 2007, so I guess what goes around comes around. Look out, Spain, you're in trouble. J.P. Morgan wants to repeat its feat of reviving U.K. mortgage bond market in 2009 when it shepherded a £4 billion, £6.4 billion U.S. sale for Lloyd's Banking Group. It must have been acting there as the trustee. We're going to find out about that in a moment. Read a little bit about bonds. And restarting the Italian issuance with a deal for Banca Monte di Paschi di Siena S.P.A. in November. Well, never was too good at Italian. Aldrich Masek, J.P. Morgan's head of securitized products origination for EMEA, said reopening Spain's market will be our primary focus this year. All right. Nothing like having too many derivatives floating around. Spanish home loan-backed bonds may be a tough sell for a country with Europe's highest job loss. Folks, Spain, all right? You know the pigs? All the little pigs, right? Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Española. Spanish home loan-backed bonds may be a tough sell, this country's on the edge of default, for a country with Europe's highest jobless rate. They're not doing too well with Don Quixote's windmills in Spain, I can assure you. Javier Solana, right. Confidence in the nation was dealt a blow last week when Moody's Investor Service downgraded its neighbor Portugal to junk. a deal is a real challenge in the current market. Remember the word deal? It's a real deal. It's a real deal. It's a real SE deal. Remember that? That was the Timberlake deal in the testimony of Lloyd Blankfein in the movers and shakers at Goldman Sachs under the scrutiny of the Senate committee there. I don't know, where's that Congress? A deal is a real challenge in the current market. You've got to get a deal. It's another one of these SE deals, you know. A Madrid-based fund manager at La Caixa, who helps oversee 15 billion euros or 21 billion U.S., including asset-backed debt, a reopening of Spain's mortgage bond market would, quote, be one of the most important milestones in the recovery of the Spanish financial sector and the country's economy, he said. Spanish banks have been the third largest issuers of the notes in Europe after the U.K. and the Netherlands, with 189 billion outstanding, according to the Association for Financial Markets in Europe. And it continues. Housing boom. Spain has historically been a big securitization market. Watch that word, securitization, especially in association with mortgages. Market, a big securitization market, and Spanish banks need to raise funds. J.P. Morgan's Masek said in an interview, quote, secured funding is the most efficient way to raise a large financing in a market with the problems of peripheral Europe. And it goes on and talks about mortgage-backed securities helping finance a decade-long housing boom in Spain before losses from the subprime mortgage bonds in the U.S. caused investors to shun hard-to-value assets, banks, pool home loans, and sell them to investors as bonds, allowing lenders to raise capital more cheaply than by issuing unsecured debt. All right? So this is the mortgage redo, redux, if you want, 2.0. Let's go into bonds. Let's find out a little bit about bonds. Bonds, Introduction to Business, Gloss Baker, textbook published in 1967. Introduction to Business, a textbook for the first course in business on the collegiate level. Let's go into academia here, see what they have to say. This is what they would be teaching a first-year business student. Bond. A bond is a type of security that is a debt of the issuing corporation that matures at a stated future date and on which interest is paid annually or semi-annually. All bonds issued by private companies contain some common features. In addition, there are many special provisions, one or more of which may apply to a particular issue, an issue of bonds. All right? So we talk about it every morning. This morning, the bonds, the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield in 2 years is 0.37, the 10-year at 2.96, the 30-year is yielding 4.24. Private corporations, private companies. General features of bonds, considerations applying to all bond issues sold by industries, railroads, public utilities like Northumbra there, and financial enterprises, like the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. Treasury, are provisions for a trustee, denomination of the bonds, maturity dates, registered versus coupon bonds. We're going to find out a little bit about bonds, all right? Provisions for a trustee. Bonds, which represent a debt of the issuing corporation, are usually held by a large number of investors. These suckers may be widely scattered over the country, or one might be able to say, over the planet's surface, the planetary skin, and may not be acquainted with each other. On the other side of the coin, they could all be sitting in the same room smoking cigars and drinking brandy. They need someone to act in their behalf. Oh, they do? Yep, they do. And to safeguard their interests, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, Franklin said. Again, they need someone to act in their behalf. And to safeguard their interests, such a person is known as a trustee. And so we have J.P. Morgan here coming into the market in Spain as the trustee. They're going to make the deal. It's going to be a real deal. Modern practice usually calls for a trust company or large bank. You see what you can learn by reading these old textbooks? To serve in the capacity of trustee. Now notice the terminology here, the wording, the duties of the trustee. Duties. The trustee has duties. Any right has a corresponding duty, but the duties of the trustee are included in the agreement under which the bonds are issued. This legal document is called the indenture. So you heard about indentured bonds, right? Or an indentured servant. A servant for a term of years. We all, so many of us, came to these shores as indentured servants, driven out of the Scottish Highlands, funneled through Robert Owen's New Lanark, etc. Under it, the trustee certifies that the bonds are genuine. Well, so how Goldman Sachs and JP did on that one, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they certify that the bonds are genuine. They're genuine, all right, but unfortunately, they're all genuinely junk. They hold any collateral that may be used as security for the issue, like the Northumbria water system, and collects money from the corporation to pay the interest and also the principal. Collects money from the corporation. That would be from Spain, wouldn't it? In addition to these specific duties, the trustee undertakes in behalf of the bondholders to make sure that all the provisions of the indenture are carefully followed during the lifetime of the issue, including robo-signing. Denomination of the bonds. Most industrial, railroad, financial, and public utility bonds are issued in units of $1,000. Sometimes the denominations of part of the issue will run higher, such as 5,000, 10,000, and 50,000 units. If bonds have a face value of less than $500, they're frequently referred to as baby bonds. Baby bonds. Would that be the kind of bonds that are issued if your baby is born and gets his birth certificate and social security number? Despite these varying denominations, the price of a bond is quoted in terms of a ratio to 100. And then we go on from there. You can find out more about that on the internet. Because of the promotional efforts of the federal government, funny, promotional efforts, marketing, Edward Bernays, Ivy Ledbetter Lee, because of the promotional efforts of the federal government, including the possibility of purchase under a payroll deduction plan, many individuals are most familiar with United States savings bonds than they are with corporation bonds, and it continues and talks about that. Securities that pay interest in this fashion are known as accumulation bonds. And it continues. We'll talk about registered versus coupon bonds in a moment. After the top of the hour, station ID. Stay tuned.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so, welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Lots of 11s and 11s and 7s out there this morning. Of course, we're having, what, eclipses and so on and so forth. You know, the moon does rotate around the planet Earth, and from time to time it goes into the penumbra and into the shadow. That's pretty much the way it goes. It's what happens when you have two globes rotating in space with a light beam somewhere behind them. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Going back into our discussion, started in the previous hour. First hour, went through a variety of news articles. Sad news for the Amish community out there. They lost a family, parts of a family anyway, many injured. Fellow trucker getting tagged for murder when it might really been better stated as homicide or maybe involuntary manslaughter anyway. Talking about bonds, going into bonds. Bonds, Spain, J.P. Morgan getting involved with securitization of real estate bonds. Finding out a little bit more about bonds. Registered versus coupon bonds, a fully registered bond. Shows the name of the owner on the face of the security. Would you like to see some of these bonds? A record of the owner is kept by the issuing corporation, and interest checks are mailed to the holder. A coupon bond shows no evidence of the owner. The corporation does not know who holds it, and interest is paid to the party who presents the dated coupons, who are clipped from the bond. Bond clipping, right? The advantage of a registered bond is the owner is protected against loss in case it's stolen. The coupon bond, which is a bearer instrument, it's like a Federal Reserve note, right? A bearer instrument, it's like a promissory note, is usually assumed to belong to the person who has it in his possession. You know, you go in, you know, steal a couple $1 billion worth of bonds, put them in a suitcase, find yourself in France, and all of a sudden, the customs agents want to know where the hell you got all these bonds. Well, hey, buddy, they're mine. Possession being 9 points in the law. The coupon bond is easier to sell and is more satisfactory to deposit with a bank as security for a loan. Right? Corporations floating a large issue, like Wiener or something, may sell both types of bonds. In some instances, a coupon bond is registered as to principal only. Interest is collected by the coupon method, as in the case of ordinary bearer bonds, but the owner is protected by registration against loss by theft as to the principal sum, and this is known as partial registration. Now, just giving you a little background on bonds. All of the bonds that are being held, the U.S. Treasury bonds that are being held by foreign investors, buying up the infrastructure in America. Practically, here we go, special features of bonds. Practically every bond issue is different in some respect from one issued by another company or from another series that is sold by the same organization. The names by which bond issues are advertised and sold frequently contain a descriptive phrase indicating the inclusion of one or more of the following special features. Now, you know, you look at these bonds. And we found out a lot about this when we were studying from Gustavus Meyer's History of the Great American Fortunes. All these bonds, you know, this is how the railroads got going, you know, how the Rockefellers got going, how the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts and all those guys get going in the hills and so on and so forth. Bonds, right? It's like concentration camp money. It's like Federal Reserve notes. It's like the Canadian loonie, right? You get some, you hire some, you find some, you track some etcher, you know, some lithographer, and he creates this beautiful document. Boy, he's got all of the gods from, you know, the Parthenon and everything sitting around and the real fancy script and all the writing and then the long indenture, all of the terms and conditions are spelled out. And that's a bond, and people put up their money for it. Right? It's just a piece of paper. But they put up their money for it, and the more fancy it is and the bigger your name is, well, the more you can bilk people out of money. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, as we love to do right here on the Become Vocal Local radio broadcast, we go to the Bloomberg website so very often, as in every single morning, and bring down articles out of the center of New York City from Michael Bloomberg, Mayor Michael Bloomberg's own website here. And then we try and understand a little bit about it. I mean, there's just no end, you know, just some most popular stories, Italian bonds, euro drop on debt crisis, Obama challenges Republicans for debt plans, best currency forecasters say the dollar slump is over, slow China growth leaves when with few options. And yet we don't know a ding-dang thing about economy. That's why economics is why I like to go back here all the time and continue our studies of this. We're going to need to know something about this. But here we go, back to the textbook, Long-Term Financing. You know, this is chapter 18, page 394, by the way, for those of you who found this book online. It says again, indicating, okay, the names by which bond issues are advertised and sold frequently contain a descriptive phrase that they've been talking about in this article, out of Spain, and that these are going to be mortgage-backed security, mortgage bond market, mortgage-backed securities, securitization, all right? That's what they're talking about. So there's four different primary features. One is security. Now we're on top of it. Method of repayment, callable or redeemable bonds, convertible bonds. You've all heard those phrases, but few would probably know what they are. We'll find out a little bit right here. Security. Since bonds are a debt of the corporation, now wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You mean the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness? We talk about it every morning. The 2-year, the 10-year, the 30-year. Bonds are a debt of the corporation. Investors usually expect some type of security. Are we to be surprised when the Chinese come into Idaho and buy into a foreign trade zone in exchange for their EB-5 visas? Are we to be surprised when the Singaporeans or the Hong Kongese or whomever they all are come pouring into Northumbria and buy up water systems and roads and gas pipelines and utilities? Are we to be surprised that the investors usually expect some type of security for their money? Of course not. But it came as a great surprise to many. America for Sale, you know, Mr. Corsi went out and wrote a book on it. Wow, we've been talking about it for years. Anyway, you got the book. All right, I got the T-shirt. Investors usually expect some type of security as protection in case the issuing party finds it impossible to live up to the terms of payment of interest or principal. Why? Why find this collateralization necessary in case the issuing party, that would be the United States, finds it impossible, it is a corporation, the debt of a corporation, the United States, finds it impossible to live up to the terms of the payment of interest or principal. Bonds usually run for a long period of time. Watch out, inflation gonna get you. A long period of time, and a corporation that is prosperous today may fall on evil times before the maturity date of the issue as the United States goes nose down on the pavement, or Spain, or Portugal, or Italy, or Ireland, or any of the other countries in the Euro region or elsewhere. Some of the common types of securities offered to bondholders are described briefly in the following paragraphs. And here we find right on the top, A, real estate mortgages as security. This is going to help us to understand our article just a little better. The most common type of security, this is securitization, the most common type of security for a bond issue is a mortgage on real estate. And they sell it over and over and over and over, and they separate the promissory note from the warranty deed, and they break the chain of title, and the world goes upside down and inside out, and the financial house collapses. The most common type of security for a bond issue is a mortgage on real estate, which can be foreclosed by the trustee. Now, let's see. J.P. Morgan is going to be the trustee for all these mortgages in Spain. And J.P. Morgan will be able to foreclose because he's the trustee acting for the bondholders. Why? Well, because the bondholders need him. That's right. They need him. They need someone to act on their behalf and to safeguard their interests. And J.P. Morgan is glad to do that for them. Such bonds are called real estate mortgage bonds. Mortgage bonds have an almost endless variety of special features. And boy, hasn't the world figured that one out. Such as first mortgage bonds that rank ahead of second mortgage bonds and the inclusion of an after-acquired clause. The devil's in the details. Read all the clauses and the indenture. That has the effect of adding properties built or purchased subsequent to the sale of the issue to the real estate originally mortgaged. Pile them on! Yeah, that Timberlake deal. Real SE deal, right? If the entire issue is sold at one time, it's known as a closed-end issue, as opposed to an open-end issue that permits the sale of additional bonds at a later date under the original mortgage. Yeah, real estate mortgages as securities. And then there's the chattel mortgage as security for mortgage on movable items, such as your machinery and equipment, like the bridge in California, the Chicago Skyway, or all of the parking meters, or you name it, buddy. A chattel mortgage as security, a mortgage on movable items such as machinery and equipment. It's used as security for bonds. The securities are known as chattel mortgage bonds. Chattel, mortgage, bonds, movable securities, movable items like you and me, movable. We're just chattel. That's right, we're chattel. We're all the furniture in the apartment building called America. And they've taken a mortgage out on the chattel. That's why they call us cattle, which is where the word comes from. When used by railroads to purchase engines, freight cars, and passenger coaches, they're known as equipment trust certificates. And such bonds command a strong market because in cases of default, the trustee can easily sell the mortgaged equipment to another railroad. So they build a railroad to nowhere, a high-speed rail in California that goes 27 miles. And when it goes bankrupt, they just take out their chattel mortgages on all the equipment, and they move that equipment elsewhere, bilking another town in America. Stocks and bonds as security. Stocks and bonds of various other companies that are owned by corporations desiring to borrow funds from the investing public. Oh, my goodness. You're not investing in these things, are you, my friends? You know, gold and silver is doing quite well this morning. Here's the article. Gold may advance for a sixth day as growth concern fuels demand for haven. That's right, Nicholas Larkin writing this one. Gold may climb for a sixth day in London, the longest streak since April, as concerns over Europe's debt crisis and slowing economic growth spur demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. Safe havens. All right. Well, some people go to the paper for paper. The securities are deposited with a trustee, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. Maybe that's what they're doing with your mortgage, your pension plan. Such bonds are called collateral trust bonds. If the pledged stocks and bonds are issues of good companies and have a value in excess of the amount of the bonds sold, collateral trust bonds are an attractive investment. But the operative word in that statement, my friends, was if. If. Excellent credit rating as a security. That's right, you can securitize excellent credit. We'll find out more about that right after this. Then we're going to dive into Henry St. Simon.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
All right, Jean-Luc Ponty there in the background. Excellent credit rating as a security. We talked about that before. It's called Goodwill. Goodwill, not the place you take the old bed sheets and the used shoes. No, Goodwill. The goodwill of a company has value. That's why Goldman Sachs is so concerned about their name being dragged into the mud by talk show hosts like myself. Of course, I only drag people into the mud when they deserve it, and they really deserve it. But excellent credit rating as a security. Well, how's your credit rating today? What's your credit score, huh? As your security. What's the credit rating on your security as they securitize your life, my friend? Occasionally, a firm is so strong that it does not feel the need for stating any security behind the issue except the general excellent credit standing of the corporation. Hi, I'm Mr. Big. Daddy Warbucks. Well, Daddy Warbucks indeed. In this case, the bonds are called debenture bonds. Debenture bonds. The Standard Oil Company of New Jersey has an outstanding $150 million issue of 25-year, 2 3/4 point debenture bonds due in 1974. Of course, this was written in 1967, a textbook for beginning business students. They have this excellent credit rating as a security. They're running naked. All United States government bonds are of the debenture type. That's right. Right here in the textbook. Excellent credit rating as security. All United States government bonds are of the debenture type. There's nothing behind them. Kind of like Federal Reserve notes. It's just created out of air. Man, I'll tell you what, it's the full faith and credit of the United States. And you believe it. And you buy them. And people do buy them. They buy this toxic slime all over the world. Well, that's what we just needed to know about that. There's more that we could go into, but you can find a lot of good primers on bonds and bond trading up on the internet. I only spent a few minutes doing searches last night, and I came up with gobs of them. Maybe one of these days in the future we'll resort to that, but there's so much more in this business textbook that we can go into. Now, of course, over the weekend on another network, we hear about the modern gurus in technocracy coming to the fore, having to admit that they completely were blindsided by this idea of technocracy 2.5 years ago, coming to knowledge on that. But, of course, we've been on this pony for a long time here. Back in July of 2005, that would be 6 years ago, I finished reading this book from my library. And it's titled this way, Frank E. Manuel. Kind of a curious name, Frank Emanuel. Frank Emanuel. Yeah. You'd say that's a religion, would you? Frank E. Manuel, The New World of Henry St. Simon. Who is Henry St. Simon? Of course, we've talked about Claude Henry Duverbois Saint-Simon before. You can find it. More about that. You can just go up on the Become Vocal Local website. Look over there on the right-hand side by the on the links, and you can click on Freedom Advocates there. And when you get over to Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, just type into the search engine William Roberts, my name, and bingo boingo. You're going to find a lot about this. We spoke of it years and years ago. But, of course, technocracy, there's nothing new about it. I just want to share a little bit from this book. This is a very hard book to find. It was difficult for me to get my hands on. It was copyrighted back in 1963 by the University of Notre Dame Press. It's hard to find genuine material on Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon. Most people today would just assume that you're not aware of positivism. Most people today would like to call themselves sociologists or social scientists, but they cringe when you mention Auguste Comte, because when you mention Auguste Comte, you identify them. And you identify them very clearly. Many don't want to be identified with the founder of the science that they claim to support. But this is the introduction to the book, and I think it's very revealing. Give us an idea. I'm going to spend this week, I think, revisiting some of the discussions that I've had in the past. Maybe I'll even give them to you full meal deal on Henry St. Simon, on positivism, on Auguste Comte, and on logical positivism. Been a long time since I visited that area. Getting more and more requests in the email basket for doing so. Here's the introduction. Again, this book written by a Frank E. Manuel. Reading St. Simon today is in some respects like reading Rousseau. So many of his grandiloquent periods have been assimilated by the slogan makers of modern political ideologies. Again, when was this book put out? 1963. All right. So many of his grandiloquent periods have been assimilated by the slogan makers of modern political ideologies that it is well nigh impossible to apprehend them intellectually in their original meaning without hearing the overtones of later usage. Let's get a time period on Claude Henri Dubreuil Saint-Simon. Saint-Simon, correctly stated. You're going to look in the Sea Islands there, and you'll find the Jekyll Island, you know, Creature of Jekyll Island. You'll see Jekyll Island, and then right above that is Saint-Simon Island, Saint-Simon. I guess they thought highly of him, too. But let's put a time period on this guy. Claude Henri Dubreuil, Saint-Simon, fought alongside George Washington, ostensibly, the Battle of Yorktown, I believe it was. He was manning a battery of French mortars, and he always, to his death, believed in his heart of hearts that it was he that turned the tide for the revolution. He was awarded by George Washington the Order of Cincinnatus. It was George Washington's veteran's badge of honor for those that served in the War of Independence. And Henry St. Simon was the last one to be awarded that honor, and he wore it like Adolf Hitler with his Iron Cross. He wore it to the end of his life. He always wore his Order of Cincinnatus. So proud of that effort he was. He was the son of wealthy people in France. And after the war, he returned, and he got involved in real estate investments, because after all of the nobility were being dispossessed of their properties, and of course he himself was a nobility, he ditched all of his credentials and took on this style bonhomme, just like Ben Franklin, bonhomme, good man. Anyway, Henry St. Simon created a little, what do they call those things? I'll get it in a moment. Maybe will, maybe won't. Anyway, he had a salon, S-A-L-O-N. He had a salon. It was a place where men of intelligence would come together and sit around and dialogue and share their ideas. I don't know, chase girls up and down the stairwell probably and drink profusely and pontificate into the late hours, wee hours of the morning. Anyway, St. Simon was quite the guy. He was a forward thinker, and he had a variety of different attempts at publishing a newsletter, like so many of the newsletter writers today, but he wasn't much of a writer, wasn't much of a thinker. He used to read, like, B novels. You know, he'd be the guy that would be watching porn on his laptop today. And it took several different variations, but eventually he was able to attract a young man named Auguste Comte. And Auguste Comte brought his intellect to bear upon the ideas that St. Simon was advancing. And that's when things for Saint-Simon really began to take off. But, again, So many of his grandiloquent periods have been assimilated by the slogan makers of modern political ideologies that it is well nigh impossible to apprehend them intellectually in their original meaning without hearing the overtones of later usages. We'll pick up with that right after this.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Here from the back cover of this fine book, Henry St. Simon has been written about far more often than he has been read and understood for his own sake. I'm going to underline that, highlight it, because there's a lot of people out there that are going to call themselves experts in technocracy. A lot of people out there that are going to be bringing in little bits here and little bits there, but few have spent any time on this. This has, for me, been a quest of years. It all started on that fateful night in June, going into July, the last day of June into the morning of July the 1st. I had that revelation I've talked about so many times before. Got it in two parts, one shortly after midnight, the balance of it, the following morning at about 10. Fortunately, in both cases, in my little log cabin, I was sitting or standing, as the case might be, in both cases, standing right beside my radio table where my notepads and pencils were handy. But it goes this way. You might want to transcribe it from the archive. Write it down, ponder it, look it up. But there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, taxable, licensable, and revocable. So what is all this about? Positivism, where does it come from? Well, Henry St. Simon, again, has been written about far more often than he has been read and understood for his own sake. As Professor Manuel points out, slogan makers for every conceivable modern ideology have invariably claimed St. Simon for their very own. His name is inscribed on an obelisk in Moscow as one of the founders of the Communist Revolution, and yet the Perrier family, leading French capitalists of the 19th century, paid for the edition of his collected works and set aside a fund for the perpetual care of his grave. These are strong central bankers, and they got into a all-out war with the Rothschilds over the who was to continue with the credit mobilier system that Henry St. Simon came up with and who would carry on instead of the St. Simonians and so on more. Called at various times a sensualist, a madman, a genius, a fool, an atheist, and a religious prophet, Saint-Simon could never be called dull. Nor only does he emerge in this graphic portrayal as the exciting man he really was. But the fundamental importance of Henry Saint-Simon's thought is provided in compact, orderly fashion for the first time. Professor Manuel makes it clear that Saint-Simon truly had a doctrine, but that it must be sought in works that were published throughout the entire first quarter of the 19th century. By emphasizing selected passages in the diffuse causeries of Saint-Simon's writings, one can make him out to be an early exponent of fascism, socialism, or democratic planning, a theoretician of finance capitalism, a technocrat, or just another utopian advocating rule by an intellectual elite. Like his contemporary Hegel, William Friedrich Hegel, the Hegelian dialectic, he was so much more than that. He has been claimed as a respectable ancestor by both the right and the left. The Perriers, aggressive 19th century French financiers and the organizers of credit mobilier. Haven't we spoken of all of this over the past 3 years at length? Paid for the edition of his collected works, and their descendants set aside a fund in perpetuity for the care of his grave in Pierre-Lachaise, on an obelisk in Moscow, and it continues. In the decades immediately following his death, when Europe was a battleground of rival theoretic systems, utopias, and ideologies, the few original works of Saint-Simon available in print were read primarily as antecedents of some later philosophy. And one of the reasons why they were considered antecedents of some later philosophy, such as Auguste Comte's positivism, was that Auguste Comte's pen typically wrote the documents. The great schism between the Saint-Simonians and Auguste Comte came when Saint-Simon and Auguste Comte had a blowout because Saint-Simon continued to plagiarize the writings of Auguste Comte without giving due credit. Intellectual property was not respected in their day. The Saint-Simonians, who delivered the series of lectures in 1828 to 1830, published as the famous Doctrine of Saint-Simon, were expounding, and they said so, not a literal interpretation of his ideas, but their own development of the doctrine. Indeed, Saint-Simon's philosophy was sometimes less of a foundation for their beliefs than a springboard for an entirely different, or at least significantly variant, body of ideas. The Saint-Simonians at times caught the essence of his thought far better than later commentators, but they altered the theory at will, and when they republished the original text, they even modified the phraseology without compunction, since a progressive doctrine, like Saint-Simonianism, was not hidebound by specific first formulations. By attaching his name to their ideological proliferations, the Saint-Simonians, who called themselves disciples of the Master, made it impossible for the uninitiated to distinguish between St. Simonian's original conceptions and the glosses and interpretations of the Epigoni. To compound the confusion, during the heyday of their notoriety in the early 1830s, the St. Simonians, cultists, were torn by schisms, each of whose leaders claimed that his own extravaganzas were in the true spirit of St. Simon. Since the St. Simonians enjoyed an international reputation and their missions and propaganda penetrated to small groups throughout Europe, as well as to isolated individuals in North and South America, isolated individuals. The master's name became very widely identified with bizarre notions such as the search for the female Messiah and the practice of free love. I am, here's a quote, I am this St. Simon, dead, living, and being born, past, present, and future, this St. Simon, eternally progressive, manifested in time, under the name of Enfantine. You know who he was, right? The infant. Mm-hmm. In space, under the form of Enfantine, it is by me, he's the guy that designed Washington, D.C., it is by me and in me that St. Simon advances towards God. It is by my Son and in my Son that I shall rise there, bearing St. Simon, when by death I shall be more lovingly united with him in my Son, wrote the Pierre Enfantine in his Physiologique Religieuse. No thinker could survive such mystical elucubrations among disciples and emerge with a reputation unscathed. The commentaries on Marx and Engels, a characteristic set of intellectual problems, was born. What was the influence of Saint-Simon on Marx? Was he a pre-Marxist? A forerunner of scientific socialism? Some say scientism. Or was he no Marxist at all? The ideas themselves were forgotten as each new polemicist tried to prove by piecing together a few aphorisms here and there, often completely out of context. The Saint-Simon was or was not a pre-Marxist or a socialist. The problem was an appearance problem, typical of much of the late 19th and early 20th century German scholarship. Saint-Simon's writings were ransacked for the genius of Marxist concepts, which were in themselves as ambiguous and complex as Saint-Simon's doctrines. What could be proved at most, was that Saint-Simon did or did not conform to a commentator's view of Marx or socialism. In the process, the class theory of Saint-Simon, which can stand on its own feet, was ignored. Becoming a precursor, he ceased to be a man. Marx and Engels themselves had differed in their final estimate of his worth as a thinker. Marx, tending to dismiss him rather cavalierly, along with Owen, that'd be Robert Owen, and Fourier, and of course Fourier was the Hegelian disciple. You can take it down, it goes Kant, Hegel, then Fourier, some of the others in there, as utopian, the view popularized by the Communist Manifesto. While Engels later paid homage to his original genius as a social philosopher and declared that almost all the ideas of later socialists were contained in embryo in his theories, Lenin, you hear what you're hearing clearly? Lenin called Saint-Simonian's prophetic visions of capitalist development guesswork, the guesswork of a genius, but guesswork all the same. Auguste Comte and the positivist school, that's spelled C-O-M-T-E, I pronounce it Comte so that you'll hear it properly phonetically and you can go and type it into your browser, but it was Comte. Kant, you just bury the N-T at the end of it, Kant, like Count, like Immanuel Kant, easily on the radio misunderstood. So I say August, Isidore August, Marie Francois Xavier Comte. That's not the correct pronunciation, but it works for radio. Comte and his positivist school also introduced obfuscatory elements into the application of St. Simon. We'll be right back.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
And so as we embark upon perhaps a week of St. Simon and August Comte and positivism and all things positivism and all things positivism, which have manifested themselves, you know, on the alternative media now as technocracy, but really it's positivism. It's not socialism. It's not Fabian socialism. It's not Marxism. It's positivism. Nevertheless, let's proceed along here. Was St. Simon a forerunner of positivism, or should his right to the role be denied? Since Auguste Comte participated in the preparation of St. Simon's periodicals from 1817 through 1824, got the time period now, the problem could even be inverted into a study of Comte's influence on St. Simon. Whichever way the question was turned, it ended as a partisan array of positivists versus St. Simonians, a battle which somehow endured for decades after both the positivist religion and the St. Simonian cult had become historical movements without visible descendants. Professor Henry Gorhier's profusely documented and in many respects admirable study on the genius of Auguste Comte fires the most recent salvo in this sham war, which has been waged for more than a century. Through a one-sided selection of texts, it is possible to demonstrate that many, if not all, of St. Simon's ideas had contemporary parallels. Comte is then depicted as an original genius who did not need St. Simon as a source for his thoughts, while St. Simon was merely an eclectic who soaked in the intellectual atmosphere around him. St. Simon himself, in the appendix to the second Cahier of the Catechisms de Industriales, remember, it was St. Simon that coined the term industrial, from which we get the Industrial Revolution. And put this into your minds firmly, this idea in the positive stage of human development, the final stage of human development, the world will be operated, will be run by the captains of finance and industry. And so we talk about Jeffrey Immelt sitting under the in the shade of Joseph as the Pharaoh's grand vizier, that would be Barry the usurper, Mr. Immelt, a captain of industry, and then we've got the captains of finance, Jamie Dimon, for instance, Lloyd Blankfein, Mr. Cohn, great gurus at Goldman Sachs, but the world would be run by the captains of finance and industry, sustainable development. We're propping up, we're shoring up the environmental and developmental concerns. And J.P. Morgan moving in on Spain, while the captains of finance in the East are moving in on Northumbria's water, blue gold. The world would be run by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, whether you want to call that Barry the usurper or Ban Ki-moon. The United Nations, basically, is the new global order. And we're using the United States of America and our military might and our financial engines to advance the new world order brought about by Hiss and the others in the creation of the United Nations. But the captains of finance and industry run the world through their appointed dictator. Every 2 and 4 years, we elect more dictators all around the world, appointing a new one now for Gaddafi's Libya. And they're supported in the things that they do by a cadre of super social scientists, some of which would be technocrats, some of them will be sociologists, some of them will be the high priests of the universal religion of humanity. A whole cadre. It's curious that Saint Simon used that terminology. Today we look at the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in political science and we say these are cadre party styles. They follow the cadre party model as opposed to the multi-party model in socialist Europe. Cadres. A cadre of super social scientists, and they divide the planet up into banking regions, and the bank becomes the new temple, and woman becomes the goddess. And you'll find all of that in Agenda 21 and much more. Well, let's go back in a little bit further here then, and see again that we talk about the Catechism of the Industrials, 1824, St. Simon very obligingly provided the future historian with a long list of thinkers whom he credited with having actually influenced him. And so, also, does Auguste Comte provide a list of readers, of writers, that he considers to be those that would be acceptable in the new positivist calendar, where every day of the year we have one or more of the greatest of the great of humanity celebrated, just as today we have so many of the merchantman's holy days. And everyone would remember and be required to participate in the daily celebrations of all the greats that have come before us, that put us on the path of where we are today in the positive stage of humanity. The three primary stages. It begins with the rule by priests and priest kings. And then we transition the three stages of this existence of man, mirror image, the life of a man, where in your youth you have a lot of beliefs, you believe in a lot of things, you're into the priestly stuff. You're susceptible to belief in the guy in the clouds with the white beard. But in the middle years of your life, you move into the metaphysical period. You could think of that as the Renaissance, the time from the 1500s till today. And here now we are moving fully into the age of the technocrat, fully into the positive stage of humanity. And the positive stage of humanity will go on and on and on endlessly as technologies just continue to add more and more to the palate of man. So we put away all of the old things and we move continuously into this new positivist worldview. The discovery, again, of contemporary analogs does not reduce to a nullity a seminal force of Saint Simon's magnitude. To label him a pre-positivist, as some do, is to write from a perspective that is not likely to yield a comprehension of his total system or an appreciation of his originality. For Auguste Comte himself, of course, Saint Simon eventually was nothing more than a depraved juggler. When we go further into Saint Simon and further into Auguste Comte, we're going to discover that this is all systems and systems theory. And perhaps because of my studies of Auguste Comte and the Catechism of the Positive Religion and the system of positive philosophy and the system of positive polity, makes it a little easier for Vicki Davis, a systems analyst, and myself to work together in our research, because she's following the systems and I'm studying them from the antiquity, how they came into existence and why we move the way we're moving. Systems analysis being absolutely essential to understand what's happening as the smart grid goes global and becomes a global skin. We talk about the three-dimensional, the GIS, the GPS, global governance system. Every hair on your head, every blade of grass, every exhale that you make, every step that you take, databased in three-dimensional coordinate geometry and entered into a specific biocentric identifier. Joan Vian wrote well on all of this. You'll be taxed for your inputs and your outputs. And if Granny don't have enough outputs, Granny's going to go to the Vegematic machine. The positive stage of human development, we are in it. But as I've said before, it's like a box canyon. For those who've studied it, for my listeners who understand it, it's like a box canyon. And in the box canyon, there's this beautiful, tinkling little spring. Fresh, clean, pure water. You can smell it for a mile. And all that alfalfa grass. But if we go into that box canyon, folks, they'll pull the gate behind us, and there'll be no escape for man. We'll be back again tomorrow. More on Auguste Comte then. I hope you'll be with us. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.